Call the order, municipality of the District of St. Mary's Committee, the whole meeting Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. The time is 5:14 PM. Night roll call, please.
Warden Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Warden Lloyd.
Here.
Counselor Deaver.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Tippett.
Regrets. Also in chambers is CAO Leslie McFarland, Marion Fraser, Director of Finance and Treasurer, and Janelle Fleet, Municipal Clerk. Before you, you have the agenda for tonight. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
A motion to approve.
Counselor O'Connell.
Second.
Deputy Warden Lloyd, all those in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Before you, you have the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting on Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Are there any errors or omissions? Errors or omissions? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Business arising for the minutes. Hearing none. Let us move on to correspondence. The Department of Justice Policing Service was recipient update, April 2026. Quite a little bit of information in their charts. Does anybody have any questions about this? I know it will affect smaller, but different municipalities have their own police more than it will affect us, because I guess like a cruise with a have-it-all package, we get it all with the RCMP, where everybody else has to pay for extra services like crime lab, things like that.
Is this going to, are the ones that has their own PC, will that not be there anymore? Will it be all RCMP? Do we know?
Well, the crime lab is the RCMP.
Yeah, I know.
They can use it, but they'll have to pay for it instead of having it included, or just for free. We get the gold ribbon, the gold, we got the Veranda Suite. All right, hearing no more questions, let us move on to the presentation of the draft 26-27 municipal budget, which I will turn the floor over to our Director of Finance and Treasurer, Ms. Fraser, who will give us a brief outline of the upcoming budget. Oh, look, there's a PowerPoint presentation.
Thank you, Warden. Thank you, Warden and Council. This evening, we'll be presenting the draft for the 2026-27 municipal operating and capital budget. So a few of the items that we will go over will include the summary of the operating budget, main highlights of comparing last year's budget to this coming year's budget, the main overview of the revenue and expenditures, overview of the capital projects, and the next steps for the budget. So this next slide, you're just seeing a snapshot of the overall budget. So this is a balanced budget that we are presenting to council for consideration. So you'll see there each of the categories, and we will go through those as we go through the slide deck. So starting off, the 2026-27 proposed budget, here are a few of the proposed rate changes. Within this budget, we're proposing a 2-cent tax rate increase for residential and resource property taxes, along with commercial taxes. that will bring the tax rate to $1 per $100 of assessment for residential and resource, and $2.31 per $100 of assessment for the commercial taxes. All other area rates will remain the same, which includes your streetlight area rate, your solid waste, and your sewer unit. Again, the fire tax levies are set by the fire departments, which are normally set by the 1st of May. Continuing on, and I apologize if that's smaller, but I believe everybody has a copy of the package in front of them. So overview of the revenue. The first section is the taxes. Again, it represents a 2 cent increase to the taxes with the 2026-27 assessments. It does not reflect any changes in your area rates, and the fire tax levies, again, will be set by the individual fire departments. Within the taxes section of the revenue, the transfer tax revenue is budgeted slightly higher, and this is based on sales trends. For the grants in lieu of taxes, we budget them slightly higher, but the same as the 2025-26 actuals. And revenue from other revenue from their own sources. So this includes your licenses, your permits, they're about the same. Interest on investments, we have budgeted as a decrease. This is dependent on the prime rate, which has been decreasing. Scrap metal revenue, transfer station tipping fees are budgeted slightly higher because we've got up and running with the construction demolition for residential. And the budget does reflect a full year of the extended producer responsibility for paper and packaging material. So that is the contract with certain material. Last year's budget was based on a 4-month implementation of the program. This is based on the full 12 months, which has made a significant difference within the operating budget. Then we move on, we have conditional and unconditional transfers from other governments. So this includes your equalization grant, it includes your HSC offset, Nova Scotia Power, grant in lieu of taxes, and all of those are budgeted very similar to the actuals from 2025-26. And finally, we have to account within this section as mandatory provincial expenditures over revenue. So that includes your education expense, which in a previous committee of the whole, we did review this in detail, and that is increased by $25,000. So all that being said, a high level overview of the revenue, it is $4,713,000. We're at any time if anybody has any questions.
I'm going to wait till the end.
Here you'll see highlights of the expenditure differences year over year, budget to budget. So there is a list here. I don't believe I probably need to read these in detail, but we just wanted to pick out what are some of the differences within the budget this coming year. Moving on, for the expenditures, we'll go section by section. So the first one is general government grants, $927,000. This includes your legislative services, which for the purpose of the budget, we have used the PBSC cap rate of 2.6% as the cost of living for the budget. So that has been applied to salaries, honorariums, and hourly wages for this budget build. It's also reflective of this budget that council has decided not to attend the FCM conference. So again, I'd like to make note of that. Within this budget, you'll see PBSC has an 8% increase in expenses. And other items within this category include your solicitor fees, your insurance fees, computer expenses, and other general administration expenses. The next category there is your protective services. This includes your RCMP, your policing expenses, which is up about $31,000 or 3.4% increase from the actuals of last year's budget. Again, within this section is your annual grants to volunteer fire departments, which remain unchanged from last year. But there has been additional funds budgeted this year to complete a fire services review for the municipality. And this is based on legislative changes that have occurred recently. And finally, within this section is the EMO budget. So at the bottom of the slide, you'll see transportation services, which includes roads and street lighting for a total of $131,000. This is municipal street lighting throughout the municipality paid to Nova Scotia Power and any road expenses for J-class roads or other roads that the municipality. The next two sections are environmental health services at $948,000. Within this section of the budget, you will find your sewer maintenance expenses, your municipal transfer station expenses, public works expenses, including snowplow contract, annual operations of public works vehicle, and occupational health and safety. And you will also find transfer to capital or major repairs within this section of the budget. Here at the bottom of this slide, you have your environmental development services at $146,000. This here section of the budget includes your planning and subdivision expenses. We have shared service currently with municipality guys for these. And it also includes your economic development, which supports business supports, economic development projects, and we're hoping to develop an economic development plan that will guide this through the next number of years. It also includes tourism initiatives and promotion and climate change.
All right, go ahead, Mark, just for
absolutely.
Can you just note for the record that Director of Community Development and Recreation, Mallory Thibault, has come in at 17, 24 hours. Thank you. Sorry for the disturbance.
Right. The next slide, in good timing, Ms. Thibault. Recreation and Culture Services is the next section within the municipal budget. So this here section includes budgets related to the Department of Community Development and Recreation, including the Active Living budget. That covers your day camps, your recreation programs, your facility life cycle plans, senior socials, and annual games, and along with many other community and recreation events and programs for the municipality. And this department heavily relies on provincial grants and partnerships. So I think it's important to note that within this budget, we did put additional funds to help offset the recent provincial budget cuts. So where we do rely on those grants that we have applied for, if we are not successful with those, we can still carry out programming that we have planned. Again, also is your fitness center and your Recplex fall underneath this section of the budget. And another component we wanted to highlight here was your general government grants. So this year, as one of the components that we spoke about at a previous committee of the whole, we have put additional funds within the general government grants from $45,000 up to $61,500. Again, there was a strong focus on community benefits in the sense of community programming with the potential budget cuts coming from the province. So we prepared a chart there to show the additional funds that have been put into district grants. So we will go from having $4,400 per district to $9,700 per district within this municipal budget. And finally, capping off this section, it also includes a grant to Port Beckett and Lighthouse. It includes funding to the Sherbrooke Library, both the mandatory funding to the Eastern Region County Library and an additional $2,000 for a new book program. So in total, that caps off the municipal operating budget of $4.7 million. Again, a balanced budget with that 2 cent increase. Next, there's a slide here on the Sherbrooke Water Utility. So the total operating budget for this coming year will be $209,000. And this is based on the approved Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board rate hearing decision and approved rates that occurred last year. And a copy of those rates can be found on the municipal website. So we work within those approved rates. And they cover the main components of expenditures, which include your power, your chemicals, your staffing, and your maintenance. Next, we'll move on to the capital program, and I apologize if this is small, but it is within your package. So for your capital program, we've separated out into various categories. You have your community development and recreation, you have your water, you have wastewater, Recplex, and then other items. Again, you will see which programs are covered by our capital reserve fund, which programs are covered through the Canada Community Building Fund grant, and then programs that are covered through other provincial and federal grants you'll see there as well. So there is, although it's $719,000 capital budget program that we have for this coming year, of that, there's $233,000 in the grant funding from the Canada Community Building Fund, and an additional $343,000 from other grants. And again, they include items from your accessible walk-through room to the Old Road Hill multi-use path design, various water projects, various wastewater ones, and you have your ice edger for the Recplex included within this. You have a drilled well for the St. Mary's Recplex, which also helps with the drought response from last summer that the need was shown, and the purchase of a municipal public works vehicle as well. So within your package, each year we like to bring this forward and show council a year's review comparison. So this is budget to budget each year. I believe there's 10 years of data here. So you can see what the tax rates have been over the last 10 years. You can see where the assessment rates or assessments have gone. And then it has category of major expenditures over the last 10 years. This is just really good data for council and staff to have to analyze over the years to see where the trends are. So that kind of brings us to the end of presenting the budget for the upcoming year, draft budget. The next slide here is focused on what's next and the estimated year-end operating surplus for 2025-26. Warden, at this time, I'd like to ask if there's any questions on the proposed draft budget.
Are there any questions from the councillors on her presentation to this point? Councillor Cummins.
First of all, I'd like to recognize that there have been a number of increases made to the budget because of stuff beyond our control, such as increasing policing services. And of course, pressures by the Nova Scotia government, which has cut our grants. So up until this point, I would like to accent that and make it known. I mean, I know you've presented in your budget, but I just like to really highlight those areas. And there are certainly other areas that make it very, that make it important and necessary to make the proposed two cent on the dollar or 2 cent increase to our tax money.
Warden, if I may.
You may.
Councillor O'Connell, those are great points. And also we will be preparing like some key budget messages to go along with the budget. And those are definitely some of the key points that we can ensure that are touched on during that.
And I think it's important that we highlight those so that when the public sees it, if they could be drawn to those points that are really making and putting the pressure on our budget. Thank you. And thank you for the work so far.
Moving on.
As far as the budget goes in your draft, staff will continue to pull together the information for the annual general meeting, which will occur on April 27th at 5:30. So staff will continue working on that and pull that together. The information you see here before you is something that we've done over the last number of years to help build back our capital reserve fund. So this here is a motion to move any of our operating surplus to our capital reserve at year end. So this will occur at the time when the audit is complete. Last year, we actually had moved some into a fire services reserve When we start that reserve, at this time, we've kind of put a hold on developing the rest of the policy for that reserve. But if council wishes to move forward with additional funds within that as well, that is an option as well.
That was, I was going to request that council consider half for capital reserve and half for the fire services fund, mostly because we still don't know the total effect of the new legislation for fire services, what it's going to do to us and our fire departments. That having just, I know it's not going to be a lot. I mean, it really is not going to be much, but just some more to be put in there and collect a few dollars more in interest, if that's something council wanted to consider, like half and half maybe.
What's in our fire service fund now?
$75,000.
We haven't used any of that at all.
No, we're holding on to it until we can figure out the big picture and what to do with it or how to do with it.
Yeah, I'd like to echo the warden's comments, and I do support what the warden has suggested.
Can we look into those figures then?
Absolutely. So at this point,
do you want a motion or a? Staff direction.
No, actually, I would require a motion, and the way it can be worded is just that council approved the transfer of any municipal operating surplus for the 2025-26 fiscal year to the municipal capital reserve fund and the fire services reserve equally.
I can do that. Recommendation, the council approve the transfer of any municipal operating surplus for 2025-26 fiscal year to the municipal capital reserve fund and equal portion to the fire services
reserve.
Yeah. And I have a mover.
I'll move that.
Deputy Warden.
Second.
Second by Councilor Weaver. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Please.
Thank you. No, that is excellent. We will show that to the auditors as well, and we will complete that when the audit is complete. I would also like to say thank you to all staff and Leslie, CAO, for helping to organize and bring together this draft budget. There's been numerous hours put into it, and it's going to be a busy year ahead. It's going to be a busy year behind us, but it'll be a busy year ahead. And just thank you to all.
And although Councilor Conley did not exactly have a question, I would echo that I do appreciate all the work you all put into this. Mm-hmm. These are very difficult, trying times, especially with the uncertainty of provincial funding for anything and the abundance of unfunded mandates directed on us by the province. I can't say how much I appreciate the work you all do. Anything else?
That is all for my.
You're all done. In that case, I would entertain a motion to go in camera for contract negotiations.
I'll motion to go in with Karen.
Councilor O'Connell.
Second.
That was a tie.
A tie between Councilor Beaver and Deputy Warden Moore. You pick one. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're going in camera at 17:37. Sorry, 5:37. It is 7:48 p.m. and moved by Deputy Warden Malloy, seconded by Councilor O'Connell. We are back in open session, and this being the end of the agenda, the meeting is adjourned at 7:49.